I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one.
Monday morning that the Lord hath made. We are so just so grateful this morning that you all came together with us to be in the presence of the Lord at our executive meeting. We do not take it for granted. We do not take it lightly. We are very appreciative that you trust us to come and join us in the presence of the Lord. We are thankful. We are grateful. And we say good morning to you wherever you are at. If it's noontime, good afternoon. If it's evening, good evening. The message is, it is a new dawning, a new day, and we're just grateful for that. We're come together on one accord to just let God know how much we love him, how much we appreciate him, and he is our number one priority. So we say good morning to you, and we pray that this week, as you come with us and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, that you will receive what God has for you and know that it is only for you. The words that come out of our mouth. Spirit, good morning, world. Good morning. This is a blessing because we have breath in our body. We're able to again be in the land of the living, and we are just grateful to God. Minister Chiquita, if you are on the line, please bless us with a beautiful prayer this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Ms. Amita, and good morning to all that listen and resonate under our voice this morning. And we send highest praises to you for just joining us this morning, just accepting God in your life this morning. What a wonderful thing that this is. Oh, God, let us sing joyful up to you, oh, God. Let us shout joyfully to our salvation, oh, God. Let us come into your presence with thanksgiving, God, and let us make a joyful noise to you, oh, God. Let us sing praises, O Lord, for you, O God. Great, how great you are, God. A great king, O God, above all kings, O God. Thank you, God. We thank you, O God. We'll give thanks to you, O God, for you are good, O God, and your love will do us all, O God. We thank you, O God. I give thanks to you, O God, for your love, O God. You love me with all your heart, God, and I love you, God. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds, O God, and I thank you, O God, for this day, O God. I thank you, O God. Oh, Jesus. Lord, teach me to offer you a heart of thanksgiving, oh God. Praises in me, oh God, all day experience, oh God. Teach me to be a joyful always, oh God, in you, oh God. To pray and continuously to pray, oh God. To give thanks in all my circumstances, oh God. I accept them as your will for my life, oh God. I long to bring a pleasure to your heart daily, oh God. Break the power of the enemy in my praise, oh God. I pray to break the enemy of the power in my life, oh God. Defeat him through my sacrifice of praise, oh God. And I change the outlook of my attitude into one of joyful contentment. With my present circumstances, oh God, I thank you for all the things that you have placed into our life, oh God. You surely are showing us that you are the king of all kings, God, and you store riches upon us, O God. Once we walk onto a righteous path, O God, we thank you, O God, for this day and any day forward, God. We love you, O God. And I thank you, O God, for giving me just a little bit of glimpse of you, O God. If this is just a little glimpse of you, O God, may we continue to work hard, O God, so we can get the full richness of you, O God. We thank you this day forward, oh God. And this day forward, God, we continue to walk with you, oh God. We love you, oh God. How beautiful you are, oh God. Just to touch the hem of your, oh Lord, the hem of your, oh Jesus, we love you. And I thank you for this day on forward, God. In your name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And one thing we want to talk about today is, we want to ask the question, do we really, really know how much God loves us? Do we really, I'm not talking about that surface knowing. I'm talking that deep down in your belly knowing, that deep down rooted knowing how much God loves us and knowing that God is an ever-seeing God, that he's everywhere, that he's our everything. And he knew us before we were even born. God knew our destiny. We're asking the question. opening up the word, but you all know what I'm saying. God is everywhere. And we are today grateful to share that with you. We're grateful for you all to know how much God, what we mean to him. He is our time of, he is our deliverer in the time of trouble. He is our deliverer in the times when we need healing. He's the way maker. He's our El Shaddai, the creator. He's everything to us. And one thing about it, we have committed to a place where we truly and honestly know who God is and where he is, where we're at to him. And today we're coming from Psalms 139. And in Psalms 139, it was David. We know that David was the author of this psalm. And what I loved about the psalm is David is basically saying to me that he is nothing without God, that God knew him, knew everything about him before he even exists. And just know, this is a story about David, but just understand, you are in that same position. God knows every and knew everything. He knows everything. When you're in a place where you think you're doing something and he's not seeing it, I have to tell you that you're wrong. When you're in a time of trouble, even if you are a sinner man, God's presence is still there. It's up to you to sit and invite him to come in, to draw nearer to thee. It's up to you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. The word of God says that he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So we're here today to let you know, to remind you as a remembrance, do not feel like that because you are not in the or not feeling the presence of God, or because you are having a delay on a prayer, or you feel like sometimes you just don't want to praise him, or you don't want to worship him, or you just feel like you just so lackadaisical because God has not been there for you. I want to tell you today, that's not true. I want to tell you today, he sees everything. He knows everything. Minister Elect Monica, come and help. Can you help me out this morning? Minister Elect Monica, if you're there, can you help me out this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, saints. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. What she's talking about is something that we all have a knowledge of truth of that no matter where you are and no matter where you go, you can never get away from the presence of the Lord. You can never, ever get away from God because his spirit is everywhere at all times, and he's so magnificent. He's such a magnificent, wonderful, amazing creator that he has the ultimate knowledge of all things. That nothing is beyond him, nothing can surpass him. And with that being said, we also have a sorrowful truth about this knowing is that a lot of us have to grow to learn it. We don't know it like we should. We believe it because we've been taught it, but how many of us know it in our heart? How many of us have this confidence that God is the number one, the Almighty, the great I am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end? And it's gotten to the point where we have to understand that comes from that personal relationship you have with him. And when we have that belief that he is who he say he is, that's one thing. But when you know it like you know it like you know it, that's when you have that confidence. And you get that from what? Being in a special relationship with intimacy, one-on-one, and an understanding of everything that happens in your life. God knew it before you even was formed in your mother's womb. And it's a beautiful wonder. It's a beautiful understanding. It's a beautiful fact that we all were created and designed, each and every one of us individually, magnificently as a masterpiece, to the point that not even one of us have the same fingerprints. Not even one of us have the same exact genetic DNA. And I just wonder in amazement, because you know, we look at the stars and the mountains and the sky and the wonders of the earth that God has created. But what did He do with us? What did He do with mankind? What did He do with your body and my body, with our minds and our hearts being so wonderful and so intricate that we could do all things? I just ask you to reminisce on the things that you have had success in life, your mountaintop, the things that where you just conquered something and you were success at something and you overcame something, and then think back and know that you was not alone, that God knew you would do it before it was done. He was with you every step of the way. And as we look and reminisce on those points of our lives, we can also know with a confidence that God did it, because He knew us so much that He even knew the number of hairs on our head. So with that being said, I just want you to think about how much God loves you, how well He designed you, no matter what kind of illness or kind of personal oddity you might think you may have. You are a masterpiece in God's eyes. He loved you so much. He made you, and He birthed you into life, a physical body. He put a spirit into flesh just for you. And with that knowing, with that understanding, how can we not love each other no matter what we look like on the outside? Because we're all have the same common DNA spirit of being formed in God's image. Can you imagine? Not every single one of us have the same blood type. No, we don't have the same fingerprints. We don't even have the same genetic makeup. But at the end of the day, we still have the same common spiritual DNA, because you know why? Because our Father, Creator, He put His hand on us. He formed us. He knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. So as I meet you and friends and strangers in the street, and we all have skin tones or body accents or just different genetic makeups to where we kind of have a little difference in our features, we all have the same Father. Our Father is the same Father. See, we don't even got to figure that out. We don't even tell us He is the Father. It's something that we have inherited. It is ingrained in our spirits. We were formed from Him. He designed us so magnificent and so beautifully that every single one of us, each and every one of us, was created in His image. And that's a beautiful thing. So I am proud of all you, my sister. You are. And that love that's supposed to transcend between one to another, it's easy. That agape love that we all need and should have is there. You just got to open your hearts up to it. And when we spend time in the presence of the Father, you know, that's my sister. That's my brother. Because that same bond that you built with Him, others have built with Him. And the love just starts to permeate. Your knowing of who God is. And when you come into contact with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and the people even that haven't come to Christ, you have a knowing that something there is something about them. It's the God in them that allows you to love everyone. So how can we hate you guys? How can we hate each other? No matter what politics say, no matter where we go and who we voted for, we still have a brother and sister in a human race. Of mankind, because God created us so beautifully and He loved us so much that He presented Himself to us in flesh at one point among us as Jesus Christ. We had an opportunity to see what God in flesh looked like. But here we are today hoping to see Christ again, and we can see it in each other. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It comforts us. It gives us that confidence and that knowing. So I encourage you, I just challenge you to keep reaching for God's unwavering hand to keep struggling, to keep fighting, keep on, to find what for you and who he is in your life. Sister, I'm going to turn it back over to you because I just wanted to give
Lord. And
Psalm 139, 139
praise the Lord.
Talking about.
Praise the Lord. And I just want to add something to what Minister Elect Monica was saying. I want to actually go to the flip side of it. David loved God so much that he actually hated God's enemies. He felt like that if a person was against God, that they were his enemies, that he didn't want anything to do with anybody that did not love God. That's how much David had developed a relationship with God to the point he had, even though he had his time of being a sinner, even though he was a murderer, even though he was an adulterer, even though he had done things that he was not supposed to do. Once David decided to make a conscious decision that God was going to be his first priority, that he was the head of his life, that he was going, that nothing could sever his relationship with God. And David didn't get his relationship. His relationship wasn't formed with God during the times that he was a little shepherd boy at the age of 16. That might have been where it started. David went through some things. David was hunted down by Saul. David was hunted down by his own flesh and blood, his child. But he did not sit and turn back on God. He persevered. He continued to go through whatever it was that he needed to go through with knowing, hear what I'm saying, knowing that God was, that you're going to get to that knowing. Is to really understand, not listen to what I say, not listen to what the apostles say, not listen to what Minister Shakita say. It's what God says to you. That's one thing that I love about my apostle. That I would take to my grave because it woke my eyes up. You can sit and tell me a story. You can tell me about David. You can tell me about Job. You can tell me about Mary and Martha, Esther, all the different people in the Bible that was chosen to bring a point across. But what can you tell me about what God has told you? What can you tell me? Or not just what can you tell me, what did God tell you? And then once you realize what he has told you, you start exercising it. Apostle Temple, can you please help us out this morning? Could you help us out? Could you reel us in just a little bit more? Probably not on the line this morning. He probably has some work to do. But I'm going to say this.
No, God bless you. How everybody doing tomorrow? This morning, tomorrow, my God, my mind is just be running and racing. God bless you. You know, one thing, this Psalms 139, I really love that Psalms of David because this is a personal thing. It's not something that is just really going way out. It's just really personal, and it's between David and the Lord and asking the Lord to search him. I love the statement that Evangelist Elect, she was making about the fact of, you know, that what God, you know, shared with you, what God done told you, what God done dealt with you about. And this is the thing that people of God, that we really have to understand. I think that so much of stuff that is in the system or the structure, how different bodies of Christ was developed, it kind of got people out of tune with God and put them in tune with somebody else or with a third party or with hearing for somebody else. But the main thing is, and the main relationship is what God done said to you. And it's all about relationship. And it's all about get to know him. It's all about getting to you developing your personal relationship with God. I love something else that she said. She was sharing about how you know, David hated that people that hate God or that got an issue with him, David hated that. Now, that's something that I love. And the reason why that's something that I love, because it shows the David love for God. I'm talking about genuine love. And the thing about it is, and this is why I tell people, you need to search your own ways and search your own heart. It's no way that you could say, I love God, and continue to do the things that God dislikes, or continue to enjoy the things that God is not pleased with. But yet, I love God. We got to stop putting excuses to the things that we enjoy to do or we love to do and what we embrace to do and still call it love. That's not love. That's not love, you know, if I, with my own wife and I decide to go and commit cheating and infidelity and all this kind of stuff here, that's not love. That's not love for her. That's love of my own pleasure. That's love of my own flesh. So, in other words, I put that first before everything else. So we got to really examine that area within ourselves. This is a personal chapter, you know, Psalms 139 is very personal. And it's an area to where he began to do searching within himself, not somebody or not haters, what people don't like in his situation, his issues, but between me and God. Can I share something with you all, peoples of God? If you begin to humble yourself and begin to deal with you to bring to please your Lord or please the relationship that you are in with the Lord, I'm telling you right now, everything that you've been asking, you've been looking for, everything that you need in your life, it will fall in place. It will fall in place automatically. It'll be something that you don't have to roll on the floor. You don't have to scream. You don't have to holler, God, I need it. I need it. It's roll on the floor. I don't even pray for a lot of things. There's a lot of things I don't need must pray, you know, for a lot of things. There's a lot of things that I just begin to just keep on walking and whatever, because you know what? It's already given in the relationship. And that's the thing that people really have to understand, how to have true relationship. We so used to being in these dysfunctional relationships, these sideways relationships. People in the relationship, there's no accountability. I put it on you, you put it on me. It ain't me. I did this because this, because of that. And we got all this dysfunctional relationship. And that same type of dysfunctional, it comes and it leaks over into your walk with Christ, into your walk with the Lord. You know, instead of you listening to your mate or listening to a person to you in a relationship where you want to listen to everybody else. You know, they said this about you. They said that. You said that about me. You said that. And that's what people are having in a relationship with God. Instead of we dealing with the source, and instead of us talking to the source, we're ready to hear from a third party. We're ready to hear from them. You know, I love the Bible. Trust me, my life is a foundation. I stand on the Word of God. I stand on the Bible. It's the foundation. But I don't get caught up into the third party. I don't get caught up. You know, I hear Moses. You know, and I love what Moses is saying, and I take and I extract different things from Moses, different things from Paul, different things from these men of God, amen, and begin to apply a lot of the techniques and a lot of the teaching in my own personal life. But at the end of the day, their story and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it's a lot of stuff when we get to heaven, we'll sit down and talk to each other about, amen? But I need to know the response, the reaction, what make God pleased, what response from God. I need to know the reaction from God and the response that God is giving. I want to learn how I can get that response from God, how God talking to this individual like this, how God is entrusting that individual with so much precious and secret thing. What is about their life that God is pleased with, that God has seen and chose that individual out of all these individuals? See, this is what we need to get wrapped up in, amen? Many people want to get wrapped up. I want more power. I want more power. Baby, let me tell you something. You get wrapped up in God and learn how to move. That's one thing that David was powerful with in his worship. The Bible declares that David was a man after God's own heart. And one thing that I learned, amen, as a worship and being as somebody that is a person that is after God's own heart, that's a person always deal with accountability in their own life. They deal with issues. Now, not saying that they're going to walk a perfect, straight, narrow road. No, sir, I'm not saying that. Because there was time when David done committed some issue, and a prophet had to come and tell David about his wrongness and consequences. David didn't go there, well, I still got work to do. Well, I'm still still, no, the Bible said immediately David fell on his face and began to cry out God and accepted whatever came his way and accepted his wrong, amen? And that's a true person, that a man that is after God's own heart. What are you accepting about you? What are you putting the blame on somebody else? What is somebody else's fault because of your life or because of your direction, because of your, you know, way you are? Who are you putting the blame on it? You, if you putting the blame on it, if everything checks out on outside and not so much checks out on the inside, baby, you got a problem. You got an accountability problem. You got a problem taking on your own responsibility, your own issues, and your own actions. And that's something that has to be broken, amen, for you can go ahead and for you can move into the things of God. Let's search ourselves. Let's build the relationship. It gets me where we got all these Christians, 20 and 30 years in the game, 15 years in the game, 5 years in the game. We still worried about false prophets, amen? We still worried about, you can't listen to that one. Baby, first of all, your first ear, your inner gate, or your first ear should be you and God. You should be understanding the Holy Ghost. So many people are revealing that I don't have a relationship with God like I say I have. Because at the end of the day, you don't need no prophet to prophesy to you about your life, about your walk, about your sins, where you're going, where you're focused. All that should be just confirmation, amen, because you and God is on that trail by yourself, amen. We got to develop a true relationship with God. There's no way that we just say we love God and you still lying. You still got all this foul things and foul mouth. You still go ahead and enjoy the things that it was of. What? It's no way. You know, that's something that David couldn't stand. It's no way. Even certain things with me, too much of it just irritates me. I just can't do it. Amen. It's just out of pocket. Amen. So we got to re-examine ourselves. We got to re-examine our life. We got to re-examine our walk. It's not nobody else. We have to re-examine ourselves. Do you truly love God or you love your pleasure? Do you truly love God or are you just trying to ease your conscience or sympathize with your conscience when your conscience is telling you you're out of pocket and you just love what you're doing, so you got to make excuses that I just still need to work, God's still helping me. Baby, do you love yourself to where you can beat your flesh under suggestion? Do you love, you know, God enough to where you can kill your flesh or kill these witness every day? Do you love him enough? Where are you, my God, standing in the midst of the Lord? Back to you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Where are you? Where are you? It's like, I mean, the Holy Spirit, it's like everything that Apostle said about that accountability. And this is the thing, what we have to understand. In order for us to grow and have spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, we have to put ourselves in a place of accountability. We have to, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hurtful it is, no matter how shameful it is. See, this is why David was successful in his rulership when he became a king. Because like Apostle said, he went down and withheld nothing. And this is where we need to be now. We need to just give ourselves away and surrender all, because God loves us no matter what you try to do. When you do it, he see it. He see it. What you make, the scripture said, even in the darkness, God sees him. Even in the darkness, no matter where you're at, you're seen. No matter what you're doing, you're not doing anything but fooling yourself. You're doing it nothing but blocking your own blessings. We can't love two masters. You have to make a conscious decision. You cannot serve two gods. You cannot sit today and love God and continue to do the thing. I'm a living witness and do it. If you say that you love God, if you love God, the things that you do, you're no longer going to do them, because you know that he's an all-seeing and an all-knowing God. And you can't sit and say, oh, the devil, y'all remember that saying. It used to be when I was coming up, people used to have shirts. The devil made me do it. Now, the devil can't make you do nothing that you don't want to do. It's where your mindset at. It's where you choose to do. It's your desires. It's your heart's desires. Well, God's heart's desire is for us to love him unconditionally as he loves us. That's God's heart's desire for us. And that's where we should be on today. We should be in a place that we are walking a straight and narrow line. And see, it just people have made religion and Christianity look like you just can't be yourself. You can't laugh. You can't joke. You can't do this. And a lot of people do not want to be constricted to that. Well, God is a God of love. God is a God of happiness. He's a God of joy. He's a God where he wants us to live our life in a happy place. He just did not want us to go into sin in doing it. He didn't say that you can't do this and you can't do that. He said allow your mindset to change and put you into a place of sin. And that's where most people get it wrong. This is why they want to sit and stay in their same old mess, because they feel like they're missing out on something. But, baby, I'm going to tell you this. You don't want to miss out on that everlasting life, that eternal life. You don't want to miss out on the pleasures that God has for you. You don't want to miss out on prosperity. You don't want to miss out on being successful. You don't want to miss out to control the destiny that God fulfilled for you. You don't want to miss out on that. All you have to do is put yourself in a place where you are where you're able to be submissive, where you're able to love your enemies. And when he say love, you love your enemies. You loving your enemies don't mean that you got to sit and be up under your enemies. Where you're able to forgive your enemies, that don't mean you got to still be up under them. If they're hungry, you're gonna feed them. But you don't have to be in a place where you're just so hateful and you're so evil, you're just so wicked. Because David also came back at the ending of Psalms 139, and I think everybody should read this psalm and to you through this psalm. What is being spoken to you? Because he also said, if it's anything that's not of you, Father, I'm paraphrasing it. If it's anything that's not of you, take it out, take it away. Take it away, Lord. That's just how purified he wanted to be. That's how he wanted to seal his relationship with God, to let nothing come in and separate him from the love of God. Nothing could come in. He was asking him, take it away from me, whatever it is. Take it away. Take it away, Lord, because I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know how much I'm just so thankful that it is you that was with me as I was traveling through these woods. It was you, Holy Spirit, that made me act insane, which saved my life. It was you, Father, that made me go down with the realization to just sit and say, I'm not, I just created me a clean heart, Father. It's time for us to renew our minds and allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us and guide us and draw us near. That is the job, quenching the Holy Spirit because you want to lean on your own understanding. Stop quenching the Holy Spirit because you like the place that you're in right now. And that's a temporary boat. That's a temporary place. Something that's only going to last for a little time. You want the things that God has for you that's going to last for a lifetime. You want to put yourself in a place where you can experience the things. He's told you something. He's told a lot of us a lot of things. He's let us know that things are going to get better. Even though you didn't walk through the valley of shadow of death, God is the one that brought you out. Even though you didn't lay on your bed of affliction and now you're no longer there, God is the one that brought you out. Even though you may have been confined to a jail cell, God is the one. He was with you in there. He's with you when you out. Even though you may have all type of certain situations going on in your life right now, just know God is there with you. He does not leave us. We leave him. What my question is, how deep is your love for God on today? How deep is your love? Where do you want God to take you? Where do you want him to lead you? Where are you asking? What is your final destination? I guess that's the question. What is joy? Are you expecting hate or are you expecting love? Are you expecting peace or are you expecting conflict? God is not a God of confusion. And this is what we need to know. God is a God of love. No matter how you try to look at it, as Minister-elect Monica started, she said you can reminisce over the goodness of the things that God has brought you out. Each and every last one of us got a whole bunch of testimonies because we had a whole bunch of mess carrying along, that we didn't carry along the way. Well, I'm sitting and urging, charging you today to start dumping out your dirty laundry. Remember, one time Apostle said, the laundry be right there at your door. It's in your, dump your dirty laundry out. Dump your dirty laundry out so you can get into a place as David was, truly devoted, loyal, committed to God to the point he could not stand his enemies, the people that blasphemed God. He hated them. This is where we need to be. I can sit and say, this is where we all need to be. Look in the mirror. Self-examine yourself. Again, it's all about self-examination. Each and every time we come on this broadcast, it always, no matter what, goes back to self-examination, examining what it is, and then making a conscious decision. Where do you want to be in life? Where do you want to be? Do you want to stay on the dark side, or did you truly walk into the light? Do you truly have that personal relationship? And if you do not, it's never too late. Now is the time. And I'm sitting and saying this because we all know that we do not know the day nor the hour. Nobody knows. And you do not want it to be too late. You want to let God resonate through you. You want to be able to wake up in the morning and just be so thankful for what God has done. Just so thankful that you can even smell the air that's around you, that you can hear the birds chirping. You can hear I can hear the birds chirping and hear a love song out of it. That's because my relationship with God is growing deeper. Or why? Because that is my desire on today. It is my desire to be so close to him that the things that's not of him, that it would just to hear a voice or somebody speaking something, it would just wreck my nerves. It would take me to a place where I'm trying to run away, because this is where David was at. David was to the point, no matter what I did in the past, I have picked up myself, and now I'm going into the future. I'm going into the future with a new mind, a new heart, the Spirit of the Lord, and I am going to serve God until the day that I die. I sit and ask you on today to make that same conscious decision. Sit and ask yourself today, what has God said to me? Why did God create me so wonderfully? Why did he knit me, my inner part? Why did he knit me? Why did he create me? When I was in my mother's darkest womb, ask yourself that today, because there is a reason behind it. There is a reason. Only you can control your own destiny with the help of the Holy Spirit. This is how much God loved you. He left the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to give you the strength that you need. And I just pray on today that each and every last one of you read Psalms 139. Take notes from it. Ask God. Don't listen to me. Ask God, what is it that you want me to learn from this psalm, Father? What is it that you need me to do, Father? Where do I need to go, Father God? What do I need to let go, Father God, to be closer to you? Ask God that. And I promise you, no matter where you're at in this world, that God will give you an answer. Because as he spoke to David, as he spoke to the prophets of the old, he can do the same thing to you. And I just pray on today, as we leave you here today, that somebody receive a word from God today, that somebody will make a conscious decision, that somebody will make God their first priority in their life and realize that God is your everything and he will never leave you nor forsake you. As we do each and every day that we're on here, we always offer you the bread of life, the life, and we will do the same today. As we leave you with peace, love, and happiness on today, we'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. AGM. We'll see you tonight at 8 p.m. with the words of in our hour of empowerment. We say be blessed, stay blessed, and make a conscious decision. Do not let time pass you by, because it is of the essence. David loved God, so do I, and you need to love him as well. Praise the Lord and have a beautiful day. In Jesus' name, amen.